episode 1742, The Disconnect to Your Connection.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day, it is Friday. Yes, I'm so excited. I don't know why I really get so excited because it's another beautiful day. Just because it's Friday, why be extra excited? Well, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. It's time to let it all hang out. The disconnect to your connection. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, parents complain that their children are overly distracted and less connected. No matter how advanced our technology becomes, it actually could be a setback. So what is the disconnect to your connection? Maybe it's hanging out with your phone more than with the family. Maybe it's conveniently answering emails you didn't get through earlier in the day. Parents complain about their children being distracted, but what about the parents? Believe it or not, we as parents are addicted to our phones just as much, if not more, than our children. And we come up with these great excuses. Oh, it's work. I just got to get it done. Really? Are you really working or are you just cruising Facebook? Are you looking at those Instagram stories because they're so mesmerizing? It's all good. But if it's taking you away from your family, just as much as you complain about your children not interacting with you, how is that fair? We are trained by others' expectations by making ourselves accessible at all times. When you say, hey, here I am, you can contact me anytime and I will answer. What happened to a message going to voicemail? And now it's text, right? Just because a ding goes off doesn't mean we have to immediately answer it. I got a taste of this past weekend. And yes, I'm sure you've heard about the wedding this past weekend. Well, I know what it's like to want to be connected, but things get kind of crazy, right? And I was in the details, fine-tuning everything for the special day for my daughter and my now son-in-law. And as much as I wanted to pick up the phone and take pictures, I did not touch my phone for pictures. I did for a few things of communication because we were on 13 acres and we needed to communicate between the pond and up on the hill. And so we needed that. And so a couple times I remember frantically looking for my phone going, I know someone's texting me. I know the taco truck is coming. I know I need to communicate with these people. And I am the only phone number that they have. But it had nothing to do with I got to take a picture of my kiddos taking pictures. No. Anytime I was in or with the wedding party, I was all in. I was present. But what are we doing honestly with our technology? We're telling everybody that we're accessible. Hey, if I don't answer my texts, then shoot me a direct message on Instagram because I'm always there. Or DM me on Facebook. I'll get it on Messenger so I won't miss it. Seriously? What has our day become to where we are literally living our lives second by second? When you are making yourselves accessible at all times, it's setting you up for complete failure. Why? Because people are going to expect what you set. You set the boundaries. You set the rules. The question is, are you following the rules that you set? We as parents and leaders need to set the standards. We need to be role models. In the case of your family, you set the rules. Don't let what everyone else wants cloud your judgment. Maybe you've heard of this, more green, less screen. We all need more green time. We need to get out into the world and see it. And get off of our technology, our screens, whether it's our iPads, our tablets, our phones. It's all common sense, right? But Let's take it a bit further. More eyes, less head. You know, I don't know about you, but have you looked at the top of your head lately? I'm getting older and my hair is not getting thicker. And I know it doesn't have any color coming in when it does grow. And thank goodness for hair coloring. But with that, why do I want anybody looking at the top of my head? I want to see their eyes. I want you to see my eyes. The eyes are windows to the soul. If you're always looking at the tops of the head, how will you see through the windows to the child's soul? You won't. You're going to miss something. Why would you want to miss something? Why would you want to take a chance? Because you think technology is better. What drives me crazy is when we're all in the same house and we're texting each other from one room to the next. Hey, will you come here for a moment? Now, I get it if you need toilet paper. I mean, seriously, instead of yelling through the house, hey, can you bring me some TP? No, it's just you send a text, right? Because you know the phone's attached to you. And you know the phone of who you're texting to is attached to that person. So most of the time you get a response. I know it happens in our house all the time. But you see, what we have to do as parents and as leaders in our household, even in our workplaces, is we have to see beyond what technology offers. So it's time to disconnect to reconnect. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Disconnect to reconnect. For a world who is so connected through technology, we are living so disconnected. And you may have had these conversations with your girlfriends, just in brief passing moments, but guess what? Ding, it goes off and you're distracted and you go about your way and the conversation isn't even over, but abruptly it stops. Why? Because you've become distracted and that distraction has now led you down a different direction. So you got to disconnect to reconnect. It's all about calm, cool, and connected. So number one, stay calm. There's no need to get frustrated because no one is paying attention. If you don't have technology in front of you, meaning you don't have the phones, you don't have the tablets, then there's no reason to get frustrated. You're actually going to be listening to each other. So turn off the phones, put them away, silence them. You do it when you go into a movie. Don't you think your family deserves the right to have your full attention? You brought this family into the world, whether it was through biology, meaning that you bared them yourself, if that's proper English, but that's for another episode, whether it was through adoption, whether it's because you just love these children and they're just like immediately a part of your family, it doesn't matter. Whoever you call family, whoever is close to you, don't they deserve the right to have your 100% attention? Just like you in turn want their 100% attention. So instead of getting frustrated, instead of always asking, hey, can you repeat that again because I wasn't listening or vice versa, just put it all away and stay calm. Number two, be cool. When you are the listener of the family, guess what's going to happen? Your children are going to be drawn to you naturally. And you're probably wondering why. It's not because they think you're cool. Oh no, yet that's how I want you to think. It's because people want to be heard. And when you're listening to your child and they know they have your undivided attention, oh yeah, they're going to be there all the time because they want to be heard. So be cool and listen. And finally, number three, get connected, not collected, but connected. Remember, calm, cool, and collected? Yeah, I know it's calm, cool, and connected. There's nothing on your phone that can tell you more about your child than your child. You got to stay connected to them. And it goes beyond the phone. Yes, I get it that we want to have all this stuff and we want to be able to go back and look at it. But you know, coming off the wedding, as I told you, I didn't have my phone with me with the exception of communicating with the taco truck, the funnel cake truck. Oh, yes, this was a very fun wedding, a very different wedding, but one that my daughter and her groom wanted. And so we did it. It was very unique, and it was very much them. And in doing all of this, the one thing I made sure of was that when I was there, I was fully present. All the pictures that were taken were not from the phone. It's all in my memory. I paid attention to the very fine details. There could have been 10,000 things going on, but I guarantee you, I was paying attention to every single one of them because I was present. It had nothing to do with technology and capturing the moment. I even brought three cameras with me in which I did not touch one the entire time I was there, which, by the way, I was there for a week. Now, that's not to say that, you know, I'm the best mama ever. No, it's not. But I'm confessing to you saying that we put technology above our family, thinking that it's going to keep us more connected, but in actuality, it makes us more disconnected. Now, yes, there's a time and a place for technology. I use it. When my children are leaving and I know that they're headed somewhere, I want to know that they got there. So you better believe I want them to text me. That's important. But when we are together in the same room, in the same household, and the only thing that we're doing is communicating via technology, unless we need that toilet paper, that is, there's a problem here. So let me ask you this question. Remember, I want you to answer it honestly. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama. If you had a choice between technology or a person, which would you choose? Now, I can think of some people would choose technology if they're kind of shy. They really don't like to talk to people. Technology is kind of like, oh yeah, I'm in, but I don't have to be in. But ultimately, we're losing out. Always putting people first above technology will change how you interact with others. It will change your relationships. You want to take your relationships to the next level? Then you've got to disconnect to reconnect. Now, this doesn't come easy. We've had to work hard on it in our family. I got three boys. Oh, wait, no. I've got four boys now, of which I know three of them love gaming. And I've actually had to learn a little bit of gaming. I learn about the things that they're doing. So when we have conversations, when they are disconnected, we can talk about their gaming if that's what they want to talk about. And I understand it kind of dangerously, but I get it. We have to come to a point that our voices need to be heard and our ears need to hear. So if you're one who's saying, you know what? Yeah, I am a little bit more addicted to technology than what I realized. It's okay. You're acknowledging it, which means what? Now you can do something about it. But if you want some help with that, if you're like, well, things are really crazy. I've got a fifth grader and then I've got a middle schooler and I have a sophomore in high school. And I'm not sure how to bridge the gap when it comes to communication in the family, because ultimately that's what we're talking about here. It's communication. How do we get our points across? How do we get our feelings heard? How do we express ourselves? Because emojis can only take us so far. So if you're saying, I want help with communication, click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. When you click on that link, that will begin our conversation, our communication, and I will in turn send you an email in which we will set up a one-on-one phone call or Skype call, either way, and we could chat about your situation specifically. I can't wait to hear from you. Life happens between Wi-Fi signals. doesn't happen on a text. It doesn't happen in an email. Life happens between Wi-Fi signals. So where is your life happening right now? Are you caught up in the seconds and you're missing the minutes and the hours because you're always distracted with the dings? You're always focused on, oh my gosh, I'm waiting for this to come through, whether it's your order and you know it's on its way from Amazon Prime, or whether it's an email that you've been waiting for from your boss. Maybe it's just a text from your girlfriend. Whatever it is that's distracting you, it's time to disconnect, to reconnect. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.